Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Robert Lighton is our guest. He's been with us before over the years. He's haven't talked to him in a while, though. He's a non-resident fellow at the Brookings Institute and author of many books, number of books, and some new ones coming out. And he's here. He's an economist, very well-known economist, and very outspoken, and we like that about him. Robert Lighton, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot.
It's good to have you back. So let's talk about some things that you focused on in your new book, your new e-book on antitrust. Now, one of my first issues to cover on this show that were non-small business necessarily related, one of the two or three was the was a US v. Microsoft case. And when I watched that case, I came to the conclusion that the U.S. Justice Department's antitrust division basically needed to go ahead and close up shop, because by the time our court system comes around to ruling on anything, technology goes around the issue like it did with Microsoft. By the time, I mean, that case was heard in record time compared to the IBM or the AT&T cases, and still, by the time Jackson dropped his gavel, there was no longer a bundling issue. What do you think?
Well, I talk about that in my book, and I actually spent about 10 years of my life on the Microsoft case, first in the Justice Department, and later as an economist. I submitted some amicus briefs to the court during this what's called the second Microsoft trial, and there's a big part of me that agrees with you, that it's very difficult for the law to keep up with rapid paces in technology. I'm not giving up, though. I still think antitrust can make a contribution, but you have to be vigilant, and especially vigilant for companies that have a lot of market power. And we have a new set of companies now, not just Microsoft. We have so-called FANG stocks, you know, Facebook, Amazon, you know, Apple, Google, and so forth. And the European Union, as you know, has gone after Google, and I suspect there will be antitrust suits in the United States filed against Google, and there's a lot of attention being focused on the big technology companies
I will tell you, Bob.
There's still price fixing going on. So, you know, antitrust isn't irrelevant.
And to let you know that I'm intellectually honest and I admit I agree with what you're saying. I'm very, very much concerned about the FANG stocks in ways that I never would have been afraid of GM or GE or even IBM. These companies have capital and technology to leverage in ways that nobody's ever seen before. And so from that standpoint, I do hope you're right about the antitrust. I mean, I don't like antitrust as a rule, but I do think there's going to need to be some kind of reining in of those companies. I just think they're going to have unprecedented power. Especially Amazon. I think Amazon's as frightening as any of them. What do you think?
Well, in a way, I'm not sure that's right. I do agree with you that Amazon has a lot of economic power. But, for example, if you were to define digital market, the digital sales, you know, on the online sales as a separate market, Amazon still has less than 50% of that market, when traditional antitrust law says that you're not a monopoly until you have 70 or 80%. Mm-hmm. So Amazon's still a long way from that. And Amazon hosts over 1 million companies, most of small businesses that are selling their wares on Amazon.
I agree with that. No, it's a sticky wicket. I agree with that part.
Yeah.
But, and I'm not saying that I would call out the cavalry today. I just, right. But would you agree with me that these companies have levers that are unprecedented in terms of the digital power they have and the information they have that's unprecedented that could become ominous and dangerous in the future? What do you think?
I'm not sure it's unprecedented, but I agree with you that they have a significant amount of economic power. I'm not sure it's greater, for example, than AT&T. They used to monopolize the whole telephone system in the country.
No, but monopoly. I see monopoly is different from just having raw information about people. They didn't have
that. Okay, fair enough. And what you're telling me is that you're voicing a fear that they have so much data on all of us that you're
right.
worried about what they could do with it.
That's exactly,
right. I mean,
that's
basically
right.
what you're.
Well, that's
is.
Well. See, Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos doesn't want to sell you stuff. He wants to know who you are, what you're doing.
Well, and he's not the only one.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're going to come back and talk a little bit more maybe about this and also about the economy. We'll talk a little politics. And we're probably going to rumble a little bit, me and Bob. 22, I'm Jim Blessing. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.